This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning.
You probably don't even know this song.
I do.
Do you? What's it called?
I don't know the name of it, but it's probably... I was probably little, but I've heard it.
Yeah, I just thought it was appropriate because it's windy.
Windy, is that what you call that?
That's like the name of the song.
Blizzard.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was in Kokomo, and my car said it was 66 degrees. When I drove in this morning, my car said it was 16 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I came in, it was 13 degrees and -9 wind chill.
I had -7 at home.
Yeah.
So I believe every bit of that.
Yeah. It was cold.
I don't mind. I don't like the wind. I don't mind the cold. What I do mind is 66 degrees one day and negative wind chills the very next. I mean, within hours.
Yeah.
The kids all came down for dinner last night.
It's the daggone wind is what I...
Yeah, they got there. They roll in with no jackets on or anything. By the time they roll out, they're like, oh, man. So they were heading home very quickly. It's just crazy.
I get that.
Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line, of course, presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals, save money now. And 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And of course, Clinton, Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water at Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, and Town and Country Glass. 659-3338. If you have questions or comments, we would love to hear from you today. It is just me and Melissa, so we're looking for others to chime in as well today. If you've got something on your mind, we would absolutely love to hear from you today.
Yeah, love to hear how the holidays went for you. What, you know, did you get what you wanted? That kind of thing.
I would like to hear if anybody had any major catastrophes.
Yeah.
You know, like the one where the oven didn't come on, or I don't know, the dog ate the turkey. Yes. Mm-hmm. Let us know. We need some humor. And so let us know how your Christmas and holiday went. We would love to hear from you again, 659-3338. In the meantime, you know, we're all about saving you money and giving you some fun things to do, or some things maybe you need to get done. So check out welovebigdeals.com. We've got some great things up there. And while the kids are off, how about some Hoosierland roller rink passes? You can use this group pass. It's a one-time pass, but it's skate rental for 10. Now get this. The price is just $25, regularly $50. What a great thing for the kids to do. And they're having
the neighborhood.
They are having a New Year's Eve bash. I can just tell you that. And I thought I had the information in front of me here. Apparently, I've lost my mind, which
is also... There's a lot of New Year's Eve stuff going on, but we don't have... We got to get it all printed off and get it in here.
Yes, we do. Because we have Healthy Communities is doing something. I have some of them. But there's a New Year's Eve bash happening with
Hoosierland,
Hoosierland Roller Rink for the kids. And what a great thing. You can kind of have a little break, or maybe you can be doing something yourself. And Hoosierland Roller Rink is going to help you out with the younger kids. So anyway, this is a skate rental for up to 10 people. Also, Don't forget to get your carpets cleaned here right after the holidays. Now that the company has come and gone, I know. I looked at my carpet and I'm like, I really should vacuum. But then I see six kids running across the carpet and I'm like, why wait? I'll just do it after they're gone. So, but you can get a $50 certificate for Sam I Am carpet cleaning for just $25. And a couple of new items have been added. You can get a four-piece audio pack. I need to look and see what's in that four-piece audio pack,
too. Headphones, earbuds, all kinds of stuff.
Okay, so they're a four-piece audio pack. This would have made a great gift for somebody. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're still looking for a birthday gift or a last-minute gift. Regularly priced at $82. You can get it for $40. Holy cow. So that's less than half. And finally, you can get a Craftsman, I'm going to call it a shop vac.
That's what it is.
Okay. It says ASHVAC, but it doesn't have the metal. It's a shop vac.
Yeah.
So it's a Craftsman shop vac. Regularly priced at $120 for just $80. Again, some significant savings. And all you have to do is go to welovebigdeals.com or, like me and Melissa, when you're already at Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com, just hit the Big Deals tab and you can go from there. So you can check all of those things out. But I'm telling you,
yeah,
get the kids out of the house. Let them go burn some energy. Skating. Man, when was the last time you've been skating? I was trying to think when I have been skating last.
Before I had kids.
Really? Now, I've been since I've had kids, but I was
trying. No. I've taken my kids.
Right.
No, I probably haven't had skates on since before I had kids.
No, I did.
I used to have my own.
So. Oh, I was never that good.
I had my own.
No, I never had my own.
We used to race.
So I would have probably been the last time I had skates on in my 30s. Oof, that's been a minute. That's been a long minute.
Yeah, we're talking 20s for me, so. Yeah.
Sure.
Considering my son's like 43, so yeah.
I would need to pad some areas probably at this point.
Well, I probably got enough padding. It's just the idea of being able to stay up on the wheels now.
Yeah, you're right.
It's been so long.
Yeah, the padding maybe isn't the issue, but definitely I need to put something over my knees at this point.
Yeah, it's not like riding a bike. I ain't going to remember it that easily. Let's be honest. So.
No, I always, between the two, you know, I really like ice skating.
I don't. I hate ice skating.
See, that's most people do.
Yeah.
But I liked ice skating. Mm-mm. I did have my own ice skates.
Nope. Hated it.
And that's been a minute since I've done that as well. The kids were still young.
Two or three times maybe.
Yes.
That's it.
Well, anyway.
A lot easier to stay on four wheels than it is one blade, so.
It is, but I enjoyed skating. Mel was talking about there are some things happening for New Year's Eve. She's absolutely right. And coming up on Wednesday, 7 o'clock until 10, this is the 2026 New Year's Eve Recovery Party. This is at Trinity Hope Center. It's free to attend. Snacks, music, dancing, party favors, cards, and games. Fun for all ages. And again, it's from 7 o'clock until 10. This is Healthy Communities of Clinton County and Trinity Hope Center. And it's a sober, fun celebration. And so it's a great place to come out. So if you're looking for something to do, a lot of fun, this will be it. Because the gang over there really knows how to put on a party. So you'll have a great time over there. And again, it's nice. It's safe for all ages. And it's something where that you can get snacks and games and have a good time. And you don't have to worry about having a drink because not everybody's into that.
That's right. I'm more into watching.
I'm more into watching as well. Mm-hmm. Also coming up, I wanted to, again, this is Ladies Only Stretch and Relax. This, by the way, is free to the public. Join them for gentle stretching classes, a welcoming environment, and suitable for all abilities. No crazy poses, it says. No downward dog, I guess.
Yeah.
No competition, just a gentle way to release stress from the mind and body. They're doing this the first and third Fridays of each month, 5 to 6 p.m., 806 North Columbia Street. And again, this is at Trinity Hope Center. So if you would like more information on this, all you have to do is call over there and talk to Chris if you have questions, Or you can call us here at the station, 659-3338, and I can hook you up with the things that you need to know about Ladies Only Stretch and Relax.
Well, I can handle the relax. I just don't know about the stretch.
Have you noticed that? I'm with you.
We were talking about it last night, believe it or not.
Well, we went out and split a little wood on the day before yesterday, and I was reminded once again that I'm not quite in my 20s anymore. Mm-hmm. I can't quite sling wood like I used to.
Amazing how that works.
I was a little bit out of breath hauling. I was like, oof, I need to get out and do more.
Yeah, I keep telling you, you need to come and back up to the pile at our house.
We do. You're right. We need to do that. Mm-hmm. So how was Christmas?
It was good. How was it? You had six of them running around, so how was yours?
It was so much fun. They were all so good. It was so much fun. Plus, one of our daughters lives out of state, so everybody was home. It was wonderful.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. So no complaints. Good food, clearly. There's no lack of food.
Yeah.
And but all the kids, we played games, and that's why I love the games.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
The adults and grandma played with the little ones. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
But all the rest of them played this Uno attack, but it's the one that has the cart Uno flip attack. And it was funny just to sit there and watch them play that.
Sure.
And yeah.
We
played that for a really long time.
We're like you. We have spread ages. So we have 15 down to age 6, all boys, 6 boys. And we played the games where you put the antlers on. And I made the moms be the antlers, the deer, and then they threw the little things to get
rings,
on the. Yes. And so we played that. And then we played some card games. And then they had another game that my friend, my BFF, got ready for them. And then they could earn prizes and money and all kinds of things. It was so much fun. Very competitive. I like it. All of them are very competitive.
Well, itty bitty, she was engrossed in playing with her everything bluey that showed up.
How'd the kitchens work out?
You mean the supermarkets?
Yes, the supermarkets, yeah.
Yeah, really well. And she had both of them playing with those because Puddin's going to be 4 next month. And she got a bunch of games. So, and they were all bluey games, but she got games. And she and I played all 5 different games while itty bitty played with the supermarkets. So
sure,
but yeah, nope, they went over well. And then I went up the next day and played with them so parents could do whatever they need to get done. And yeah, that's what we did.
We played
games and we played bluey.
We played some adult games last night because the grands were gone doing other things and Connor was upstairs, and so we played an adult game. I don't know if you've ever played Cards Against Humanity. It is not that, but it's a similar thing, not nearly as vulgar. It's kind of like, who do you think in your family would have done this?
Yeah.
And so that was quite enlightening as well, when your children are coming up with stories that you did not know about. Now that they're adults, they can tell you. I was like, oh my gosh.
Uh-huh.
So it was quite enlightening.
Yeah, kind of like the mirror on the car that got hit by a deer, and then you find out later that it was because it sideswiped the tree. Yeah.
Yes, things like that. Uh-huh. That I'm like, you know, after all this time, I'm still not sure I want to know. Maybe you guys just should not tell
me. You know, I know what my brothers did, and I know what my husband and his brother did. I was the calm one. So anything that my children could have done is mild.
Couldn't have,
still
yeah.
compared to that. So, yeah.
And they were pretty good, but whew, there were some things I still don't think I need to know. Today, by the way, is Monday, December 29th, 2025, only a few days left. It's that mental preparedness where you have to say, okay, I'm going to have to change writing my checks from 2025 to 2026, right? Mm-hmm. Although...
And how many times are you going to screw it up?
Yeah, I don't. I hardly write. As a matter of fact, yesterday...
I was going to say, who writes checks anymore? Hardly anybody.
I just do to the church, and it was funny. I was looking through there yesterday, and the last 4 checks are all to the church. That's really because my bills, I don't write checks for those anymore.
No, I don't either.
So anyway, today is the Times Square test for New Year's Eve confetti. They'll pretend like it's New Year even in Times Square today and set off the confetti cannon from the Planet Fitness stage just to make sure it works. When it's time for the real thing, they'll drop 3,000 pounds of shredded paper onto the New Year's crowd. 3,000 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Of shredded paper. I mean, granted, it's all recycled stuff, but still.
Yeah, if they dropped that today here, we wouldn't really, it'd be gone in a second. Cause
it wouldn't make it to the ground.
It would not make it to the ground.
Not in this wind.
Not in this wind, for sure. Oh, wow. What a mess. Today is also TikTok Day. Still need to do day. So here's the deal. TikTok is in time is running out, not TikTok the app.
Yeah.
You've only got 2 days to finish all that stuff you promised you'd do this year. Is there anything that you've promised yourself yet that you haven't gotten done?
Just bookwork.
Bookwork?
Yeah. I mean, I just got bookwork. I want to get finished up. I don't want to be sitting in January still doing December. So, you know.
I've got two closets I said I was going to get cleaned out.
I don't make plans on that stuff. It just happens when I got the time.
There were two that were there that from when I moved in, there was things in them. And I'm just like, oh, I'll get to that someday. I'll get to that someday. Well, guess what? Not in 2025.
Well, with as windy as it is out, and if anybody is at home and not having to get out and go, what are you doing to spend the time when, obviously, if you walked out the door, you wouldn't be there long?
You know, yesterday we did go out and take the Christmas lights and everything down since it was 60 degrees. And it's earlier than I normally take everything down, but Keith was like, and I said, I do not blame you.
Yeah.
Get out there while it's nice and get it taken down. Now, did you make it to the movie theater at all over the...
No.
I kept saying I was going to do that, too.
We talked about it, but we got so much online now that we just fired one off online and didn't bother.
I watched a lot of great movies at home this time.
Yeah.
But...
We rewatched TV shows that we like really well.
What's your go-to?
With my grandson and I, we did... of course, Hulu, and we did Only Murders in the building. Yeah, we rewatched it. All five seasons now. But yeah, freaking hilarious. And then my son and I, we watched Steve Martin and Martin Short movies. We started out with Three Amigos, and now. I know. Yesterday was.
This is what I love about you: your education process for your grandson.
Such a great movie to watch. Well, one of the things that we got him for Christmas this year, talk about education of my grandson, was Mad Magazine.
Oh my gosh!
They still
you're
make
kidding.
It. They still
where'd
publish
you find it.
It? Believe it or not, at the checkout stand at Walmart, I saw it, and it's like, are you kidding me? They still make this thing? So I looked at it, kind of flipped through it while I was waiting in line, and I thought, oh, yep, this will work, and I threw it in the pile. So
you know what we watched, and I didn't get to see the first one, and I'd wanted to see these for years, was the Knives Out movies.
Yeah.
So I didn't see Knives Out, but I watched Glass Onion and Wake Up Dead Man. So I just have to watch the first one now because I thought they were in order and they're not. You don't have to watch them in sequence.
Oh, we did.
But they're really good. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Those are really good.
Yeah. We did Three Amigos and then we did Blazing Saddles.
Oh my gosh.
Was on. Yeah. Young Frankenstein. You know, some
rite of passage.
A rite of passage cult classics. So, yeah.
Well, for the first time in a while, Hollywood actually has something to smile about. Christmas weekend ticket sales surged, led by Avatar, Fire and Ash, which dominated theaters, and a surprise breakout from Timothée Chalamet in Marty Supreme. Avatar pulled in massive global numbers, while Marty Supreme turned into a rare win for an original non-franchise movie. Studios are calling it the strongest Christmas box since before the pandemic.
I figured Avatar would.
I did too.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, they're good movies.
I have not seen Avatar, the first one.
Yeah. I've seen them all so far. I haven't seen the newest one.
They say Avatar is good, the first one, but it's super long, right? Isn't it like Titanic? It's super long.
It's about 2.5. Yeah.
So I never saw the first one.
Yeah.
But they say it's great.
Yeah. They're good.
Okay.
But
I might have to break down.
But I mean, I look at it from different perspectives, not only the story, but I also look at it from the creativeness of it and the actual creation of it. You know, I have a tendency to be analytical when it comes to movies, so in all aspects of it.
I just want to sit there and enjoy. I don't want to think about it. I just want to enjoy it.
I do. I mean, that's what I enjoy about it, though, is, you know, the creativity of it, how it was created, and all of it. I wrap all of it up into it. I'll watch it more than once for that reason.
Sure. After years of sky-high prices and basically zero inventory, real estate experts say the housing market could finally chill out next year. Could. We'll see. Companies like Redfin and Compass are calling 2026 a reset, with more homeowners expected to list their houses, even if mortgage rates stay above 6%. Prices aren't expected to crash, but they could flatten out, which would be a big change after the last few brutal years. Translation, buyers may finally get more options, and sellers might have to deal again. Huh. Do a little bargaining.
Interesting. But they're not really given any reasons as to why people would want to sell.
Yeah, I don't know. Still in a housing crunch here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All over, not just here.
It's not just here.
That's what's wild about it, is the fact that it's all over. But the pandemic caused a lot of that.
Yeah.
But by people having to stay in place. And you didn't see it, and you didn't see the construction. You didn't see, you know, and then prices soar, beginning to soar on supplies and everything.
It is hard for young people right now to get into a house. And then if you, have to rent,
but you know,
rent
goes,
prices are...
That goes in cycles. Have you noticed that, though? I mean, it goes in cycles that way when we were young. It was hard. It was hard when our parents were young. And until after the war, when there was a huge boom, you know.
I definitely think it's hard for folks to get into a house right now. Just another reason to check with our friends.
Yeah, more so than it ever has been, I think.
At Habitat for Humanity, by the way, if you're interested in that. There's Habitat for it's Habitat for Humanity out of Lafayette, but they serve Clinton County as well. So, if you're... And they say, be sure to check with them, because they say that people think, oh, I could never maybe afford it or get into it. But they will help you do that. So that if you've got a credit issue or whatever, they will help you work through it so that you can hopefully get into a house one day. So check out. And we have new, what, 8 new Habitat houses coming?
Yeah, in Clinton County.
Yes, just here in Clinton County.
What they've done
and
elsewhere.
Brand new. Yeah. That's the thing. It's a brand new home.
Yeah, that's not counting what they're doing elsewhere.
Right, so, right.
But yeah, no, it's a great organization, and they do a lot for people. I've actually... I have not had a chance to be on a build here lately, but I have been on one before, and it is, there's just something about it.
I had a friend, one of my good friends, was in a Habitat house that she helped build. It was beautiful, and she had a knack for decorating. I do not have a knack for that. We have a caller on the line. Good morning.
Oh, hi, ladies.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you? How was your Christmas?
Oh, it was fantastic. Thanks.
Good.
How was yours?
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, yours, Melissa, was it good, too?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Got a chance to spend a lot of time with the itty-bitties, so.
Oh, well, that's good for you. I'm glad. Oh, well, what I called in for, a magazine of the week, and it said that a Native American woman in Arizona is thinking about suing Arizona, which she should, in my opinion, because they stopped her for a traffic violation, and then ICE took her in. The woman has lived in Arizona and her ancestors since before the white people got here. Anyway... I told my cousin's wife that, and she said, well, she probably had a native card, and the ICE were too stupid to know what that was, and they held it out. So, isn't that awful?
I would assume if she was driving, though, she had a driver's license as well.
Oh, yeah, she probably did. But I just thought it was awful. I mean, we've got just evil people running our government. It's just awful. And what do you think of Trump's national address that... Didn't he sound like the cranky old man that, you know, for yelling at the kids, get off my lawn?
Well, you know what? I did not see the address. I freely admit, I did not see it.
I didn't bother.
And I would have to say, you know, I've said it before, Trump is not my guy. I do not care for him as a person. I do believe in the politics of the Republican Party in general, like in their theories, I guess I should say. Uh-huh. And I do have a problem with people being here illegally. But I do think there are in some cases where they're pulling out people that are here illegally. They need to check their facts a little bit on some of these. But
yeah.
I'm definitely not in favor of having people here illegally.
No, it seems like there's a lot of racial targeting.
Oh, absolutely.
Without checking the facts to go
with it. That's right. And and I would ask, are you better off now than before the election? I'm not. My family's not. So.
I think I'm just the same. I don't think I'm better or worse. But I think this, with like a lot of things, you kind of have to go through worse before it gets better when you have a changeover. Like when you go to the emergency room, it doesn't feel good if they're poking and prodding. You know, I think you have to go through the worst before you can eventually get better. And I'm hoping, at least I'm telling myself this in my mind, that this is the worst before it gets better.
I don't think so. I think it's going to keep getting worse. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm like you. I think the worst is yet to come.
Yeah.
Well, I really want to see how these tariffs play out. You know, we'll see.
Oh, that was something else in the magazine the week. It said the tariffs that Trump's always bragging about, it's only 4%. That's, you know, what happened to the other 96, huh, Trump?
Yeah, I don't know, you know. I don't have a problem with him changing the White House, whatever. I don't care about that. But there are some other things I'm like, okay. You can change the White House a little bit, but let's do what's good for the majority of our country.
But because he ran on, you know, America first, and then he's out bombing boats, and he's wanting a peace prize, and you're wanting to start wars? Come on, bud.
Well, how do you feel about our elected leaders having to get the same insurance that they're offering folks, get the same benefits that regular folk get? How do you feel about that?
They should. Why should they get more than we are? As Vern always said, we are their bosses, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they could live the way we do from paycheck to paycheck.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. And do you think there should be term limits?
Yes, definitely. I don't care which office. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and about the data center, I was thinking, okay, now why must they have to take our fertile farmland? Why can't they just start up a business right there in businesses, buildings that's already been there that have been vacant?
Well, because they probably do not have enough infrastructure for what they need, would be my guess.
That might be part of it. The other part would be the actual structure itself. Is it in good enough shape to do what they've got to do?
Well, why couldn't they go ahead and finish it, fix it up?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's like the building downtown.
A lot of space, too.
You know, they had to tear that bank down because it was literally going to cost as much or more to fix the building that was there versus tearing it down and starting over.
But they didn't destroy anything else. I mean, they didn't say, well, we're going to take your farm or whatever. Yeah.
Well, they didn't take people's farm. But they chose to sell it.
But size-wise, you know, for like the annex building, size-wise, that was fine. The space was available. But when you're looking at a data center, there's a lot of acreage there that they need for that structure that's maybe not available somewhere else. Like, you know, I keep asking about, of course, I don't know what the EPA, you know, what it's going to cost to the cleanup and all that kind of stuff of where the old battery factory used to be.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, that empty lot's been sitting there for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a lot of issues that go along with it.
Yeah.
But that's still not a big enough space for something like a data center.
To build on.
It's not enough. They've got to have a place where they can grow.
Oh, okay. And we keep hearing, oh, there'll be a lot of jobs. Now, will there be two jobs from Frankfort, Clinton County, and the other 98? I've heard all kinds of numbers.
I think
it doesn't take
as many people. It's not like a factory where they need so many workers. And because these are high-tech jobs, it's my understanding, and really you would need to check with Shan or some of the commissioners on this, but it's just from my understanding. So I'm not speaking for them, but from what I'm gathering is there are a lot of high-tech jobs included with that. So if there are high-tech people here, then they might be hired for some of those jobs, but overall it's not going to be bringing in hundreds and hundreds of jobs.
That's what I wondered.
But the jobs that it does bring in are pretty high-tech positions. So if somebody is already, you know, up to snuff on some of that, which is part of why they wanted to be here. We're close to Purdue University.
We got Purdue, we got Rose Holman, we got Ball State, we got Butler. We've got some of the major high-tech universities in the nation right here in the state of Indiana. Notre Dame, you know, so, and where we're located, we're centrally located for all of them in the state.
Yeah, I hope they do get Indiana folk. This is what I'm interested in, not just bringing people in from California or wherever.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I'm sold on it yet, for sure. I'm not saying that.
Same with me.
I don't know that, you know, there are still some questions I would like answered, so.
That's my question, too. I always had a lot of questions. So, yeah, thank you, ladies.
Go ahead. Sure. I think that, you know, people, I keep hearing from folks, well, we don't have a movie theater. We don't have a bowling alley. Well, my question would be, did you support that when it was here?
Yeah,
because
that's right.
it went out for a reason. Were you supporting it?
That's right.
And we lose small businesses because folks go out of town. Well, we don't have anything in our town. Well, did you support it?
Yeah, that's right.
So you have to support your local businesses to have them. And then people say, well, we don't have any amenities. Well, maybe these things can bring in some tax dollars to bring in more amenities. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there as an idea.
I'm like you. I can see both sides, but I'm,
I get you. I mean, by the time I feel like this, by the time I drive out of town to save a little bit of money, I could have stayed in town and spent a little more, maybe.
Absolutely.
I think it's a wash. We do try and support our local and small businesses as a locally owned radio station. There's not very many of those anymore that are locally owned. So we try and support our small businesses, and those of us that work here also do as well. So.
That's good. One thing, I'm amazed that, this is for Melissa, I'm amazed that our Indiana Republicans did the correct thing for the non-redistricting. I can't believe it. I'd heard on different radio stations, they're not going to pass it. And I thought, yeah, right. I was amazed. How about you?
No, honestly, no. Just because we have good people here in Indiana. We have good people in office. And they listen to the constituents. I mean, we got a prime example right here. I mean... Mark Genda is probably one of the best representatives I've ever seen, and he is a Republican. I want to describe him as what I call old school Republican. And his thinking and everything, not this new whatever the heck we got now. To me,
it seems like people can't compromise anymore.
What we've got now, or what we're seeing at the national level, is not.
No.
The Republican Party. That is the original true Republican Party.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because they've lost sight of who they are.
Absolutely.
And
see, I would say the same thing about the Democrats.
I think we see that too.
Maybe it's just everybody on that level. You know, I've joked you about have to sell your soul to the devil to be a national politician, right? I think there's, as much as I joke, there might be a little bit of truth in that.
I believe, and I'm not laughing, I agree with this. So, thank you, ladies, and try not to get blown away. It's awful windy.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah. The lights went off and on twice, and I thought, no more.
Oh, really?
Oh,
well, we didn't have that, so I'm glad.
I didn't have any of that out.
I would hate for somebody to be out of power today. Holy cow.
Oh, no. I'm looking out the window now. It looks like it's snowing.
It was like a whiteout when I drove in. So, yeah.
Well, I'll get off now. But thank you, ladies.
Yeah, good to hear from you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. We are to the halfway point here on Party Line. So we will take a quick break and be back on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.
As I find my mouse.